Well, our country's good is taken from historical diaries. It is based on a book by Thomas Keneally called The Playmaker, which is a portion of those diaries of the first founding of Botany Bay, 1788. And the interesting thing to Keneally and what the play is based on is that while almost starving to death and barely hanging on to the colony, the Marines, who were the jailers of the settlers who were convicts, decided to put on a play, or one of them did, with the convicts as a cast. What the book does, what the historical tracks indicate, as well as what the play tries to say, is that the decision to do a play was one of the reasons for the colony's success. One of the reasons why the colony survived, and one of the reasons why the ball started rolling for a civilized country that eventually became Australia.
And that sentiment and that realization, that was obvious in these journals?
It is. It was. Thomas Keneally's book makes that quite clear, that it essentially was a way of kind of evening out the status of all of the colonists, which began as convict and jailer. And one of the things that the play did was suggested that these convicts could in fact be not only rehabilitated, but that their perceptions of themselves and their perceptions by the jailers changed because of them taking on the roles of ladies and gentlemen in George Farquhar's The Recruiting Officer, which was the play that they did.
One of the things I noticed was this dualism, a bunch of dualisms, actually.
Yes, absolutely.
That are still with us today, especially mm-hmm. when we're discussing jail.
Yeah.
Justice mm-hmm. versus humaneness. Mm-hmm. Which crimes are worse than other crimes, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and also whether or not rehabilitation is even possible.
Mm-hmm. One of the attitudes that the governor of the colony takes is, for the time, a very progressive point of view that is outlined by Rousseau, a writer, of course, of the time, and that if you treat a slave as a slave, he or she will behave like one. That the role that you take on is the role that in many ways you're kind of cast as. One of the points that he's trying to make, and one of the reasons why he thinks that this play needs to be done, is that it shakes up the whole notion of role. If you treat a person subhumanly, he will behave subhumanly. If you treat the slave with respect and encouragement to open up themselves and their potential, they will respond. So this notion of rehabilitation is very much prevalent in the play. And I think we're still with it. We think of crime as something that you have to pay for. And there are those who think paying one's debt to society is the important thing. And then there is the other notion of rehabilitation and reclamation, which is, I think, still seeking balance in our society today. One of the things that the play does, I think, very cagily, is that it takes the same actor and puts them in the role of both the convict and the jailer, and weaves that action very skillfully so that we see inhabited by a single actor, not only their role as a person with high status, but also a person with very low status.
Now, the only part that it's the lieutenant that only plays himself, right?
Yes. In our production, we've messed around with that a little bit, and the play is written in such a way that an actor will play multiple characters, except for the actor who plays Lieutenant Clark.
And that includes women
mm-hmm. yes,
taking
right.
male roles.
That's right. Women convicts take male roles in many ways. Our perceptions of gender roles are just as caught up in this as our perception of, say, racial or class roles.
Back to the ensemble itself, it's a small group because they're all playing multiple roles. Does that bring them closer as an ensemble?
I think what brings a group of actors together is the harmonizing of all of their various roles, so that even the smaller roles are a part of a larger whole. And a large role has to harmonize with all of the smaller ones. That artistic process is something that I think accords respect for everyone's role. So it's not necessarily the size of the cast. It is really the quality of the work that creates that. A play like Our Country's Good really requires it, a great attention to detail about how each individual contributes to not only the larger whole, but each of the other individuals in the play. And that's one of the things the play tries to state, is that these people all come to know themselves by becoming aware and knowing of each other. As they pursue the artistic enterprise, they gain respect for each other. They start to feel respect for themselves. Being a part of a whole is immensely satisfying, as long as your individuality is respected.
Is that what's meant by civilization?
I think that's a large part of it, yeah. That's quite apt, I think, that question. That one of the things that creates a civilization, and one of the things that civilizes human beings, is a sense of cooperation, a sense of being a part of a whole, while still maintaining one's individuality and respect for each individual. We can think of the civilizing force or a civilization as the process of a group of individuals coming to terms with that, creating rules or laws or creating essential behaviors with each other.
Building a society.
That's correct.